we're from Cass County, Minnesota, and our county put together a law enforcement training class. It was a day-long event, about 8 hours, and we did this last June. And so the American Farm Bureau Federation recognizes, I think it was 18 counties out of the entire country, and they chose us as one of the winners for our efforts in that program we put on. And essentially, the program was to take, we took the CLC, the
Central Lakes College
students who are in the law enforcement training program, and we took them to the Crow Wing County Fairgrounds in Brainerd and kind of explained to them, showed them how to work with large animals, cattle, horses,
stock trailers,
the stock trailers, different types of stock trailers and trucks, what to do if there's accidents or emergencies, and how to, you know, put those animals, say if a cow was out on the highway, how to react to that instead of just showing up with sirens blaring and lights flashing that would scare that animal, the proper way to manage it. We also did some classroom work with them. And
these students received credit through Central Lakes College also, and they were given accreditation for it.
Yes. So that's why we're down here in Atlanta, Georgia right now at the AFBF convention, where, like I said, it's got to be at least 70 degrees warmer down here than back home.
I'm curious, did those law enforcement students have, did many of them have any ag background, or, you know, what was this experience like for them? What kind of feedback did you get?
There was roughly like 20 students, and maybe one or two actually had some sort of agricultural background, whether that was a family member who had a farm or ranch that they would go to, or they had their own, but there was very few of them that had any actual agricultural knowledge before this educational training.
I get it, but why do you think it's important for the law enforcement to have this kind of training?
Well, a prime example, we have pasture on Highway 64, and so not just us, our cows actually usually stay in, but some of the neighboring cows would get out quite often, and we'd get calls from the sheriff's department or the state patrol asking if it was ours, and generally they didn't seem to have any idea what to do.
Or even how to identify whether it was a cow or a calf or a bull or any identifying marks, like, well, what kind of ear tag or color ear tag or what numbers are on that ear tag.
Yeah, simple things. What breed is the cow? So it really helps. We also had a veterinarian there to explain and
worst
teach
case
them,
scenario.
Yeah, worst case scenarios of, say, if there was an accident, how to humanely put down the animal.
Pretty cool idea. What does this mean to get this recognition, being one of 18 nationwide? That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it really means a lot to us. It shows us that our idea and the effort we put into that program was worthwhile. You know, out in the country, it's probably a daily occurrence that our local law enforcement would have to interact with farmers, ranchers, animals, tractors. And so, you know, being recognized, it makes us, you know, feel really good that it was a good idea to do. Other people think it's important, too.
Bet it'd be an idea starter for others that see your display down there, and maybe it could be replicated in other places.
Yes. Yep, correct. Our booth that we'll have at the trade show, we will be able to explain to any of the other counties how we set it up, how we did it, and they would be able to take that information to just like you said, replicate it in their hometowns.
And we did have professional videographers there during the educational training day. So those videos are actually online on YouTube for people to watch.